Paris and the Stade de France. It is the third of our games tonight. Portugal against Austria in Paris. Let's have a look at the sides as we gear up for kickoff tonight. Portugal, I think the big news is Quaresma, Deco, coming back into the side, starting the side. He came on as a substitute.
Quaresma is a fantastic player. On the pre-games and the before the competition, he played very well. And he completely, they understand very well him and Cristiano. And I think he's, I don't think this will be the system they play.
The shape, yeah, the formation.
The formation, they will play 4-3-3 with Cristiano in front like a striker.
In the middle.
In the middle, yeah. And Quaresma and Nani like a winger. And I think it's normally they will do it.
Mm. Okay, let's have a look at Austria. There were big expectations. You know, we were talking about Ronaldo, Robbie. Big expectations as well on Alaba for Austria. And except for the first 10 minutes, he didn't really show that, did he?
No, he was quiet. You know, all the talk was him. He's playing in a different role. He plays for Bayern. Bayern. You know, he's up and down.
He's a midfielder.
Yeah, he's up and down the flanks, isn't he, for Bayern, he's the focal point of everything. You know, he's a box-to-box midfielder. You know, can see a pass. And obviously, I know he hit the post in probably, was it the first 5 minutes?
Yep.
But other than that, we didn't see a lot of them.
What about Dragovic? Obviously, he doesn't feature tonight because of the red card.
Yeah, and quite rightly so. Two
yellows,
yellow cards.
Yeah.
And I think the referee, we said though the other night, the referee's probably done him a favour. The second yellow could have been a straight red.
Nani in Quaresma, they are real wingers.
Wingers, yeah.
That's the problem. They are not forwards that they can move and they know how to play like a real winger. That's, I don't know if Cristiano came to the right side or the left side. We don't have anyone in on the box.